Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Richard Sennett's The Corrosion of Character, The Personal Consequences of Work in the New Capitalism, is a sociology book that examines how modern work arrangements affect identity, ethics, and community. Published in the late 1990s, it responds to the shift from stable, long-term employment toward flexible, short-term, and decentralized labor. Sennett argues that this new economic order changes not only how people earn a living, but also how they relate to time, loyalty, responsibility, and one another. Drawing on interviews with workers and on historical comparison, he contrasts earlier models of organized, predictable career life with the uncertainty of contemporary capitalism. The book is neither a management manual nor a purely economic critique. It is a study of the human consequences of labor systems. Its purpose is to show that when institutions reward mobility, adaptability, and short horizons, they can weaken the habits through which character is formed and sustained. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how flexible capitalism undermines long-term character formation. A central argument of the book is that character depends on continuity across time. Sennett defines character as the ethical value people place on their own desires and on their relations to others, which means it is built through loyalty, commitment, and the ability to pursue goals that extend beyond immediate reward. The new capitalism, however, encourages short time frames, rapid turnover, and constant adjustment. When workers cannot count on stable roles or durable institutions, it becomes harder to build a coherent life narrative. Sennett's point is not simply that insecurity feels unpleasant. He is arguing that repeated instability changes the moral structure of work itself. People begin to organize behavior around survival in the present rather than trust in the future. That shift corrodes habits such as patience, sacrifice, and delayed gratification, all of which are essential to personal character in his account. Secondly, from bureaucracy to networks, why the new workplace is harder to read, Sennett compares older corporate bureaucracy with the modern networked organization. Traditional bureaucracies were often rigid and limiting, but they were also legible. People knew the rules, the chain of command, and the likely path of promotion. In the new economy, firms present themselves as flatter, more flexible, and more responsive to change. Yet this flexibility often removes clear criteria for advancement, dismissal, and responsibility. Workers are expected to navigate shifting projects, ambiguous authority, and constantly changing goals. Sennett's concern is that illegibility creates a new kind of control. People may appear freer because old rules have been loosened, but they also become more dependent on informal judgments and unstable conditions they cannot fully interpret. This makes work more psychologically demanding and less morally grounded, because employees cannot easily see how present effort connects to future security or meaningful achievement. Thirdly, the decline of loyalty and mutual commitment in organizational life. Another major theme is that short-term employment weakens the social bonds that make work humane. Sennett repeatedly shows that in a system governed by projects, contracts, layoffs, and restructuring, workers are taught to detach rather than commit. The old language of service, belonging, and shared fate gives way to a more instrumental attitude. That change matters because loyalty is not just sentimental. It is one of the mechanisms through which communities inside institutions are formed. When people expect to stay in a workplace, they have more reason to invest in colleagues, internal standards, and collective memory. Under flexible capitalism, by contrast, it becomes rational to avoid dependence and to protect oneself through superficial cooperation. Sennett treats this as a social loss, not only an individual one. Institutions become weaker when members no longer believe that their own future is tied to the future of others. The result is a thinner, less trustworthy organizational culture. Fourthly, Enrico, Rico, and the contrast between stable sacrifice and uncertain mobility. Sennett uses the contrast between Enrico, the janitor from his earlier research, and Enrico's son Rico to dramatize the change in work culture across generations. Enrico represents an older world of union-protected labor, predictable wages, and long-term planning. His sacrifices were meaningful because they were directed toward a recognizable future family security, children's education, and a stable place in the social order. Rico, by contrast, is more materially successful, but lives in a world where work lacks long-term commitments and larger meaning. This contrast is one of the book's strongest analytical devices because it shows that higher income does not necessarily produce stronger character or deeper satisfaction. Sennett is not nostalgic for poverty or hardship. Instead, he is showing that a work system can improve material rewards while still weakening the emotional and ethical structures that make a life feel intelligible. The father-son comparison makes the abstract argument concrete and historically grounded. Lastly, shared narrative and craftsmanship as responses to fragmented work. Sennett does not leave the reader only with criticism. He suggests that character and community require shared narratives, shared fate, and some form of durable mutual recognition. In a world where corporations are everywhere and nowhere, local bonds and stable obligations become harder to sustain. So people need institutions and practices that reconnect work to meaning. One of the book's important positive ideals is craftsmanship, understood as the desire to do a job well for its own sake. Craftsmanship offers an alternative to pure flexibility because it values competence, patience, and pride in quality rather than only speed or adaptability. Sennett also emphasizes that a healthy community must be open to conflict and respectful of difference, rather than organized around false harmony. This is a practical as well as philosophical claim. Without shared stories and trustworthy institutions, people cannot easily build durable moral lives. His response is therefore not a return to old bureaucracy, but a search for forms of work that support commitment without demanding total conformity. In conclusion, The Corrosion of Character is best suited for readers interested in sociology, labor, organizational culture, economics, and the moral effects of modern employment. It will also appeal to readers trying to understand why flexible work can feel empowering in theory, but destabilizing in practice. The book offers a valuable lens for anyone studying career insecurity, corporate restructuring, project-based labor, or the social consequences of globalization. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers see how work structures shape habits of trust, loyalty, and self-understanding, not just income. Its intellectual benefit is that it connects individual experience to a larger historical shift in capitalism without reducing people to economic abstractions. What makes it stand out from many books on work is its combination of empirical observation, historical comparison, and ethical reflection. Sennett is not simply criticizing corporate change or romanticizing the past. He is asking a deeper question: what happens to character when institutions no longer support long-term commitment? That focus gives the book enduring relevance and explains why it remains a distinctive work in the literature on labor and modern life. If you would like to support Richard Sennett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.